This is Morning Edition on Interlochen Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Tom Kramer. MP3 players, Zunes, iPods, and Droids can hold thousands of hours of digital stereo music right in your hip pocket. But what those little wafers of technology can't do is give the listener the visceral experience of cranking up a musty old gramophone. IPR's Brad Aspey recently visited Jim Warner's Traverse City home, which looks like a museum of 100-year-old music machines and records.
Well, I think early recordings are a time machine.
Dialophone solo, Mr. Dooley medley. Introducing Just Kiss Yourself Goodbye, played by Mr. J. Frank Hopkins, Edison Records.
Many of us have heard of wax cylinders. Few of us have actually heard them. This is a recording of a man named J. Frank Hopkins playing xylophone. It's not exactly the high fidelity we're accustomed to today, but consider the fact that this cylinder was recorded before the Wright brothers' first flight in 1903.
Yeah, it really, you're living history. So you're actually hearing what people heard in 1903, and of course when we're playing them, particularly on the old equipment, you're hearing it as people heard it.
Warner lives in the home that his grandparents used to live in. It's where he heard his first gramophone. That gramophone sits against the same wall that it did when he first heard it. Today, console phonographs, jukeboxes, old TV sets, and racks of recordings force one to walk sideways from room to room. Jim has been collecting recording equipment for more than half a century.
My mother was always afraid when we lived in Ann Arbor that my bedroom was going to descend into the dining room below from the weight of the records. So I didn't always have a terribly always positive response on some of this stuff.
His father once suggested his son collect individual grains of sand and store them in one bottle. This is one of Jim Warner's oldest discs. You have to listen to it over and over again to figure out what the characters are saying. It turns out that it's a recording of Jingle Bells made late in the 19th century. You're hearing it on a Berliner gramophone. It's the machine that's famous for appearing in the Victor advertisements with Nipper the dog. That was after Victor bought out Berliner. Warner has a particular interest in race records. Race records are cylinders or discs that feature African-American performers or, in most cases, white performers doing exaggerated impersonations of black characters. In the 20s and 30s, a blackface act called the Two Black Crows was among the most famous in show business. Warner has everything the Two Black Crows ever recorded.
Oh, looky here, this newspaper, Willie. This is the funniest thing I ever saw. Doggone, look at the man coming out of the house walking on his head.
A man coming out of the house on his head?
Yeah, there it is, right there.
Let's see. Well, you've got that newspaper upside down.
Well, what do you know about that,
Is that all you have to do is sit there and laugh at cartoons in the newspapers?
Oh, I like them.
Do you realize that all the money we have in the world is 1 5-cent piece?
Well, why did the barber discharge you,
Because I didn't know any better than to take you down to the barber shop where I was working and get you a job as porter.
Yeah, then I like that job.
The minute my back was turned, you drank all the hair tonic.
Yeah, but I didn't eat the soap.
No, because there was no soap there.
About twice a year, Warner demonstrates his machines and recordings at the Grand Traverse Heritage Society. One characteristic that usually marks enthusiasts of old recording machines is a love of the search for rare items. But Warner says he's not particularly interested in combing the world's antique shops for an elusive rare cylinder or finding a machine that was owned by someone famous. He's happy with what he's got, which is a lot.
Basically, somewhere down the line, my sons are in deep trouble. when it comes time to clean all this out.
For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Brad Aspie.
As they roll in search of Zeus.